Joining us on PT Talker will be everything you wanted to know about social media and how it can help the physical therapy profession. Selena, as many of you may know her, will be up on the next episode of PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Joining us on the phone today is Selena Horner of Red Cedar Physical Therapy. She's the owner, and many of you may know her as Selena. Or what is your Twitter handle, Selena?
I am at Snippet Phys Thayer.
That's right, Snippet Phys Thayer. Selena Horner, welcome to PT Talker.
Thanks. Good to be here, Jeff.
You know, I feel like I'm talking to Madonna or someone famous, because you are everywhere out there in social media. You've really made an impact, and certainly lots of physical therapists are out there tweeting and blogging, but you really have focused what you're doing on helping the physical therapy profession. So welcome to PT Talker. We're happy to have you, but I want to see if you can kind of share some of your wisdom. So we'll start there. How did you get started being so heavily involved in social media?
Well, I would probably have to say I work alone, and I've pretty much been alone almost all my career except for when I first graduated. So I haven't really had a venue to bounce ideas off or to share what I learned or to do, like some people will talk about journal clubs and, you know, all that kind of fun thing. And I haven't had that opportunity. So when you see the different opportunities that are available through social media, it's kind of fun that way. Mm-hmm. And since I am reading quite a bit of literature anyways, I kind of decided that as I'm reading it, I might as well just share what I'm reading if I think it's something that's worthwhile, that it might help others. So I try to share reasonable content that I think could help those more in the orthopedic world or the geriatric area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, you're the owner of Red Cedar Physical Therapy. You've had that for 7 years, but you're in a community where there probably are not a whole lot of physical therapists. So Williamston, Michigan, is that what you're saying, is that this social media gives you connection out to other physical therapists?
Right, because my main connection would be, you know, a half mile up the road, my competitor, where I used to work.
So. Okay, yeah.
it kind of defeats the process. You know, you wouldn't want your competitor to know how well you are with stuff.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Unless they found me, but I haven't been, like, telling them where I'm at.
Okay. All right. So you are, I see that you spend a lot of time tweeting, but also you spend a lot of time blogging. So let's first start out. What's the difference between blogging and tweeting?
Tweeting is a quick little mind thought that goes out. It's just very few characters. You have to really think about being precise yet short with what you say. And most of my tweets, I usually have a link in it over something that I read, generally speaking. Mm-hmm. So it's just those quick little thoughts of something like, this is neat, this is cool, or whatever. Whereas blogging is more, so I sometimes will say that tweeting is like mini blogging, mm-hmm. or whatever. It's a short micro blogging. I don't know. It's just short little thoughts. You can't really have a whole story with it. Whereas blogging, you're actually basically telling a story or sharing longer thoughts where you can actually compose your thoughts in a more organized manner that might not get as misconstrued as a tweet.
Right. And, of course, obviously go into a lot more detail.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Now, I know we talked a little bit off the air, but I want our listeners to understand. Give some context as to how important social media is to your practice versus maybe you as a professional physical therapist. Give us some of your thoughts on that.
Well, I guess when it comes to social media, I would say the key is to know what you want to use it for would be my first advice when you decide to venture into whether it's Facebook or Twitter or blogging or whatever you want to do. because that right there can help direct how you're going to use it. Mm-hmm. So in my community, I actually grew up in this community, and people either know my parents or they already know me because I graduated from here. So I hate to say it, but the social media doesn't actually help me personally that well in my community because I'm already established and they feel comfortable enough, like, stopping at my house or calling me on my cell or calling mm-hmm. my parents or calling the clinic. So
sure.
I already knew it wouldn't be my best option to use social media that way, but I like to grow and learn. So I kind of thought the best way for me would be to use it more professionally for me as a person to grow and learn and even share what I'm learning also with others who might be interested in the same types of things that I am.
Mm-hmm. And so you've really taken this to the nth degree. And I know for sure I see you, of course I'm Indianapolis, Indiana, have no connection to your clinic, but I feel like I know you because I see you blogging at the Evidence in Motion site. Tell us how you got started there and what are some of your goals there, because you do very thought-provoking blogs there.
Oh, thanks.
Well, you're not just sharing about the latest ACL reconstruction, I guarantee you. You're getting therapists, your peers, to think, it appears to me.
Well, thanks. That was quite a few years ago. The only thing, they'll shoot me for this, I think they needed to appear equal opportunity, so I'm the girl factor.
All right.
I believe I met John and Rob Wehner at a course quite a few years ago in Chicago, and you know what? I honestly don't even remember how it started. I think I was asked, and I said, well, okay. It was maybe I don't even know what year it was, to mm-hmm. tell you the truth. 2005, 6 or so, I don't know. But quite a while ago anyways. And it's just they are kind enough to allow me to put my thoughts out there, and it helps me sleep better at night. So it's
yeah.
all good.
Yeah, give us some of your recent blogs, some examples of some of the topics you've covered.
I think the most recent one I had was on our physical therapy profession needs a mentor.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that was, I guess what kind of hit me was, this came up through some of the tweets that were going out there as we were discussing other things. And, you know, one of the things is in other countries, in fact, the one country that I would love to visit to see how they're doing this is in Ireland. That I'll just use Ireland because that's the one I had looked at, is that people will go to a physical therapist and pay to have physical therapy services in a country that actually has, say, free therapy services at a hospital, but they're willing to pay out of pocket to go to someone in private practice. And their outcomes in Ireland in the private practice group were actually better than what I was seeing here in the States, and people were paying for it, and it just really hit me that maybe we could learn something from these other countries as we try to, you know, I don't know, we're going for direct access, and at least in Michigan we're trying, and everybody wants full direct access and insurance companies paying, but there's a lot to be said, I think, when you can see other countries doing things that we're not doing, and it'd be interesting to hear how they got there and how consumers know to choose them. I just think that that's really interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Now, do you get much feedback when you blog something that's a little provocative like that?
It depends. I mean, you'll see they just changed their format over there, and I'll click in if I see responses, and I'll put the response up if it's not spam. I mean, there's mm-hmm. a lot of
yeah,
spam, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll do that, or sometimes I'll get some emails, but it's what's funnier, yeah, is well, I met you in person at the in San Diego at the combined section meeting
right.
like 4 years ago.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
That's what's interesting. That's where it all comes out, is when, you know, there I am and we're talking, and then it all comes out. And it's like, well, I wish you guys would say something
yeah.
instead of, you know, we're all sitting here chit-chatting
yeah.
about stuff.
That's
so
right.
I do think there's some thinking, but, you know, you can't depend on, you know, the posts or replies to be that it is making an impact, because, you know, when you actually meet some of the people in person, there's some good discussions that happen, like, you know, outside of those meetings when you're just doing dinner or whatever. So.
Right, right. And I guess what you're finding is that just because someone doesn't respond doesn't mean that they weren't truly moved or inspired, or that there was some thought that was provoked. They just chose not to respond because, you know, everybody's busy, or there's so much pouring in, but you definitely can still have an impact, which is what's so cool about social media.
Right, and that's what they say with most of the bloggers, you know, anyways, is you actually don't necessarily chart your value based on responses. I mean, if you did that, you'd never blog again.
Yeah. Yeah, because we all know the negatives actually get more press time than anything else. But
right.
Well, and now you're speaking about you actually, I was going to bring that up, you put together a very informal meeting. I think that one in San Diego was maybe the first one, but you put together and we're going to be together, I guess, again in San Diego, but you put together
right.
a group where all the bloggers, social media people all got together, and the last one in Chicago, it seemed like there were hundreds of people there. It was amazing.
Yeah, well, that's kind of grown. My actual vision for that was I personally think that if you can put people with passion and energy in a room together, I honestly think some magic can happen. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, as you collaborate and get to meet that person, I think projects can grow from it, where that passion and energy will actually turn into something that you can actually say, hey, look what we did. You know, I mean, it'll actually become something instead of just a relationship.
Yeah.
So that was the whole reason for the very unofficial 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And it definitely has grown. The goal for me was to have, yes, the bloggers, but also some of the researchers and presenters, because it is nice if someone's presenting that if they're there where you can actually talk to them, because a lot of times at the conference when you go to the sessions, you don't really get necessarily that social time to talk to some of the researchers. So I will sometimes try to pick out those researchers that are doing a session or presenters doing a session on a topic that has been discussed, whether on Twitter or via blogs or whatever, that it is something people would be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Last year's got very big. It was huge.
Yeah.
But last year there was a little bit of a different twist. Evidence in Motion had decided that they wanted to be a part of it also. So the behind the scenes was I was asked, would it be okay if we got the word out to our Evidence in Motion group? And that was fine with me, so that's why that was so big. It kind of turned into a double type of a thing.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
Yeah, exactly.
This year will be better, though, because I like that rooftop.
Ah, good. All right. Well, that's great. Well, good. Well, Selena, we're out of time, but I appreciate you sharing your thoughts about social media. If there was one bit of advice, maybe someone out there that was listening that wanted to get started, any way that you dipped your toe in the water to get started?
Well, the first thing I would say, if you are Selena Horner, do not use that as your name on Twitter, okay? Because Selena is a porn star, and Horner is a porn star producer. And
oh,
I'm
no.
just saying, it was not the best thing to stick your foot into. So
okay.
There's your first advice.
So check it out first. That's right. Yeah.
And then I would say, know what you want to use it for. You know, if you know why you want to use Twitter, kind of stick to that. And don't feel bad if you don't have a ton of followers. It isn't about followers. It's about learning from others and that influence you can have, or, it's the number of followers is not your magic number,
mm-hmm.
Because if you have 100,000 followers, they're not all, it's a very overwhelming type of a thing. So
yeah.
try to get to know those people that are following you or who you're following.
Right.
I think it's more important, who am I following?
Yeah.
It's not my followers, it's who am I following that I'm learning from to make myself better.
Right. And what do you think? I guess the one frustrating thing I see is I'm not so sure that I want to know whether Selena went and got a cup of coffee today, but if she wants to tell me that, something that I can use, I'm interested in hearing about that. What are your thoughts on that?
I am personally using it more professionally, so I try to keep a lot of the personal stuff
yeah.
out of it. I mean, every once in a while there's going to be something, but normally I try to keep it more professional. They do say to mix a little bit of personal in with it so that your followers get a feeling for you, so
uh-huh.
that you become more of a person instead of just, looking at a screen type of a thing, so you
yeah.
become human and you have a character. But there's quite a few people I had to just quit following because I like the people, but I don't want them showing up on my phone all day.
Yeah.
So I'll make lists. I make private lists that you guys don't know what category you're in. You may not even know I'm following you, but I am. You're on my little list. So I
yeah.
can click to that list and see stuff. So that saves me time
yeah.
also. So, there's different ways to go about it. So just because you're not being followed doesn't mean you're not being followed, because I've got quite a few people. I know what they're tweeting, but they'd never know that I know because I didn't actually click the follow button, because it shows up in your feed line on my phone instead of being categorized.
Gotcha. And then is, and I said we're out of time, but of course here I keep going because this is so interesting, but is there, do you have a recommendation for the app that you use on your phone? Is, I mean, is Twitter it, or do you do TweetDeck, or do you do some kind of app?
Well, my computer has TweetDeck. I do not have a Mac. I have a, you know, it's a, I don't have a Mac, so I don't know the products for the Macs, but I've got TweetDeck on my desktop. I have TweetDeck on my laptop. But amazingly, on my phone, I have something called TweakDeck, TweakDeck.
Okay.
That one on my phone allows me, I follow a few French and Spanish physical therapists and an Irish. I don't know how to translate, I can't read their tweets, but I know they have good tweets, so I can translate it on TweakDeck. So when I'm on my phone, I can actually hit a thing to translate to see what they're saying. And they usually do speak back to me in English if I talk to them in English.
That's great. Wonderful.
So that's kind of cool, where I get to see what's kind of going on globally a little bit too.
Yeah, okay, so there's your tip of the day for all of our listeners out there, TweakDeck. Okay, now we really are out of time. I've gone way over, but you have been listening to Selena Horner. She is, I would say, the most famous blogger, tweeter in the physical therapy industry that I know. And I'll bet she won't admit to it, though. She's way too humble. But congratulations on everything you've accomplished, Selena. Your writing is fabulous. And just give everyone, how could they find you if we've told them how great you are? What's the best way for them to find you?
I guess Twitter. I mean, Snippet Fizz there.
Okay.
Or if they read the Evidence in Motion blog, it now has my name at the top. They switched their platform, so my name is actually on it.
Great. So look
or
for Selena.
Just Google me. Come on, folks.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. It's the modern world. Okay. All right. Very good. Well, thank you again, Selena, for taking time. Now, I know you have a patient to see, so I will let you go do that. But before we do that, I just want to remind everyone that you can hear previous episodes of PT Talker on iTunes. And it is certainly free to subscribe. We're here each and every week bringing you an expert just like Selena. And I hope that you have found this information to help you become a better physical therapist. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now for PT Talker.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.